Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have been almost completely silent on the oil well fire that's been going on off the shore of Louisiana since the day before Earth Day last week. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. But I reserved comment while I had time to watch things unfold. And I do have to say, it is very, very suspicious now. This happened the day before Earth Day. This happened weeks after Obama announced limited drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The big suppressor system that all these wells have on it was not activated. The explosion was very suspicious, and now he said he's dispatching SWAT teams to all of the offshore drilling rigs. Do you have any idea how many that is? I guess that means the rigs that are being drilled right now, not all the platforms that have been left out there for maintaining wells that have already been drilled for natural gas and oil. Why would he not say, I'm dispatching FBI investigators? Why would he say SWAT teams, special weapons attack teams? That's their real name. The public has told they are special weapons and tactics. Why would you dispatch special weapons attack teams? That's the original name given by the L.A. police chief to the SWAT teams in the 60s and 70s. Why would he be doing that and saying it may be a terrorist event now? That's what they're starting to hint at. Very, very suspicious. It stinks to high heaven. And we'll be discussing it coming up in the next segment, also playing a clip of Obama announcing he will be sending SWAT teams to the oil rigs, period. All the oil rigs, whatever that means. Just completely ridiculous, as if SWAT teams running around in their black ski mask are going to find something on the oil rigs. This is just asinine. But it could have just been a natural occurrence, an accident, though it's suspicious, and they're just grandstanding. I mean, if a thunderstorm's coming, dispatch a SWAT team. If your kid's got low grades, dispatch a SWAT team. If you've got cancer, dispatch a SWAT team. They just wave a magic submachine gun wand, and all the problems are handled. What are the SWAT teams going to do? I guess they're now our chief investigators here in this country. Just ridiculous. I thought SWAT teams were for hostage situations. Well, now they're for everything. In fact, in the last 10 years, we've seen police departments across the country having SWAT teams at checkpoints searching people. It's all about domination and intimidation. As the federal government grabs every form of unconstitutional power unto themselves. Continuing, Fed opens criminal probe of Goldman Sachs. We'll be getting into that. U.S. economy grows at 3.2% in the first quarter. If you believe that, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you. This is the same group that tells us we have a 9% unemployment rate when all the other independent economists say it's above 22%. Speaking of that, Spain jobless rate tops 20%, adds to debt worries. Portugal's now being brought down circling drain, the circling debt black hole created by Goldman Sachs and others. Why didn't Spain just lie and say it's 9% like the U.S. does? Of course, they may be doing that. It may be more like 35%. Some estimates have it at 35%, and they're lying as well. So I guess when we're 35% unemployment, they'll say it's a 20% here in the United States. Just, you know, just lie to people. That's, I mean, why not? They've told millions of lies. Why not tell a few more? Greece needs austerity measures to survive, the prime minister says. That's right. Raise all your taxes, he says, and cut your benefits. Kind of like the IMF announced last week. The good times are over. That was the Washington Post headline. Your children will have it worse than you had it, and you won't have to wait for them to grow up. You're going to have it bad right now because the bankers run things, and if you don't like it, Northcom is standing by, demonizing American patriots that are trying to save the country, and the military is being formed into a weapon against the people. We'll be back.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former U.S. Congressman James Traficant will be joining us in the third hour today. And we've got Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report, national security reporter. He has got several news sources, and he's written a very important article that we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com detailing the National Security Group through the compartmentalized NSA that ran the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, it identifies, as the previous information all has, that Dick Cheney was, of course, running the operation on 9/11. So that's in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Of course, Ron Paul's been warning the public about this for a long time. I've been warning the public. Every immigration reform bill they brought forward just legalizes all illegals, lets unlimited numbers come in, and issues them instantly a national ID worker card and makes the American people have one to have a job. Now, they've already standardized the driver's license. They're already a national ID card under the Real ID Act, but this goes a step further. And here's the Hill newspaper. Democrats spark alarm with call for national ID card. Here's another one from Yahoo News. National ID card included in Democratic immigration bill. U.S. immigrants plan huge May 1st marches for reform. Illegal immigrants, almost to a man, you vote for big government and anti-Second Amendment. So, of course, I'm against you just out of the gates on that front. Then I happen to read the legislation, unlike you, and I know this means a total open North American Union, and I will have to have a worker ID card to have a job. It will track everything I do. And, of course, that ties into the health care where the IRS will garnish your wages if you don't have government health care and tracks everything your employers are doing and adds a new layer of expensive bureaucracy. That's another reason I'm against what's going on here. The globalists are hell-bent to get rid of every nation on Earth's borders so the global corporate state can have its way with the population. Now, Obama is saying he is taking immigration reform off the agenda. Remember last year, Schwarzenegger said he was going to vote against, that he was not going to sign the bill that basically registers everyone's ammo when they buy it. It makes you register to buy ammo. And he said he was going to vote against it or veto another bill that made firearms basically put imprints on every casing to track who supposedly bought the ammunition or who used it or what firearm discharged it. And then he did sign both of those bills. And so this is a tactic they use to lessen citizen lobbying, to kind of shut people down. It's like Vietnam, the Tet Offensive. Supposedly, the New Year and the holiday. And people are going to be out getting drunk and having a good time. And, of course, that's when the communists launched their biggest offensive of that decade-long war. And it's the same thing. I don't believe this for a minute. When Obama says zig, I zag. When he says down, I say up. When he says left, I say right. When he says jump, I stay still. I don't believe this for one millisecond. And what they're going to do is try to attach immigration reform onto other bills, and that's now actually being admitted in the fine print. So that's all that's going on here. More deception. Just like 6 months ago, their Copenhagen Treaty failed, or 5.5 months ago. And so they just came right back and called it a global financial regulation treaty signed between the G20 to set up global taxation on all financial transactions, including individual transactions, to be paid to the top elite banks. That's why the Federal Reserve is supporting the international treaty. That's why the Federal Reserve is supporting the, quote, reform bill. The Federal Reserve is the holding company, the consortium of the robber barons. And they're going to be able to gobble up all their competition. That's why local and regional banks are against it, and all the big mega banks are for it. But it's being billed in the media as a way to get Goldman Sachs. When Goldman Sachs CEO is actually out there promoting the legislation. I mean, it's not hard to figure out what's going on here. And, you know, the problem is the GOP yesterday ended their filibuster blocking financial reform bill. And of course, you read these articles, they never tell you what's in the bill. Well, I've scanned over it and I've read what other analysts have said about the bill and what Ron Paul has said about the bill. Without a doubt, it gives the Federal Reserve almost complete dictatorial power over the whole economy. You've heard Judge Napolitano, who's analyzed the bill, and a previous incarnation talk about how even a hot dog stand will be regulated. All businesses, everything, anything that has to do with the economy, the Federal Reserve will control it. These are the same people that engineered the housing collapse. We now have the internal Goldman Sachs documents. You say, but that's the Federal Reserve. Yeah, piloted by former Goldman Sachs executives. They are in every key position, not just here. Greece, Chile, England, Portugal, Spain, New Zealand, Australia. Just randomly go check a country that's being imploded by banks right now, and they're having, quote, bailouts, which are just robberies. And in every case, the president, the prime minister, or the finance minister, or all three sometimes, some countries have prime ministers and presidents, are all Goldman Sachs. They're just all Goldman Sachs. It's just, that's it. That's the global government. Oh, and so now they have been indicted civilly, and a criminal probe has been opened by the Justice Department, which is completely financed, the entire Obama White House financed by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the other big six mega banks. Again, I say six, I say eight, I say ten. Six one way, half a dozen the other. There's less than 10 global mega banks. And different ratings agencies say between 6 and 10, but I'm getting stuck on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So that is some of what we'll be covering today as well. But again, James Traficant and Wayne Madsen joining us today. That is coming up. What I want to do right now is play this video clip of Obama yesterday announces he will be sending SWAT teams to the oil rigs. What is wrong with this picture?
So I hate to intrude on it, but before we begin, I do want to speak briefly to the American people about the recent BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. I've been receiving frequent briefings from members of my cabinet and White House staff, including an update last night on the additional breach and another update this morning. And while BP is ultimately responsible for funding the cost of response and cleanup operations, my administration will continue to use every single available resource at our disposal, including potentially the Department of Defense, to address the incident. Earlier today, DHS Secretary Napolitano announced that this incident is of national significance, and the Department of Interior has announced that they will be sending SWAT teams to the Gulf to inspect all platforms and rigs. And I have ordered the Secretaries of Interior and Homeland Security, as well as Administrator Lisa Jackson of the Environmental Protection Agency, to visit the site on Friday to ensure that BP and the entire U.S. government is doing everything possible, not just to respond to this incident, but also to determine its cause.
And then CBS News is reporting that they are looking at terrorism. This is a giant drilling platform that costs hundreds of millions of dollars. What they're saying, the rig's $800 million. It's crawling with engineers and roughnecks and petroleum geologists. These are not pushover people. It's hundreds and hundreds of miles off the coast, and 11 people died, but there were many other witnesses. I just said there was a big explosion. You don't insert Al-Qaeda terrorists in black pajamas onto one of these to blow something up. So this is just ridiculous. And if they say that Al-Qaeda blew up the rig, that is the equivalent of saying the moon is made out of Swiss cheese. It is just not true. And regardless, you don't send SWAT teams to the rigs to check all the rigs. There's got to be 1,000 of them out there or more. He's going to check all the rigs in the Gulf of Mexico with SWAT teams. And notice how everything is psych warfare. It's the government has declared this is serious. As if they're God. As if, you know, when we walk outside in the morning and the sun comes up, we have to go turn the TV on and see if the government says the sun came up. Or if there's birds tweeting in a tree, we have to, I don't know if birds are tweeting in a tree. I better go have it announced to me by the government. Oh, I remember about 2 years ago, the White House press secretary, Perino or whatever her name was, the blonde, the reporters day after day were asking her, is the dollar being devalued? Has the dollar lost value? Can the White House say if that's true or not? And she would say, I cannot comment on that. And they'd say, well, we need, I played these clips, we need the White House to tell us, as if they couldn't go to any stock market website and look at the U.S. dollar at the time that was plunging. As if they can't see the red arrow aiming down and look at the exact number of how much it had fallen. None of the U.S. media would report the dollar was falling. It was just all over the financial barometers. You walk outside, it's raining, but you just walk around in the rain. You walk the dog in the rain. You come home dripping, and your wife says, why didn't you take an umbrella? Well, the government didn't tell me it was raining outside. Can the White House tell us if this oil spill is a problem? Can the White House tell us if the dollar is being devalued? Can the White House tell us if we brushed our teeth this morning? Can the White House show me how to wipe my behind? I mean, please, can you? Government's God. I have to be told what to do. I can't wipe my nose.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Coming up in the third hour, James Traficant. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, April 30th, 2010, on this Friday edition. And then Wayne Madsen with Key 9/11 Info.
They did a bad, bad
thing. Oh, they did a bad, bad thing on 9/11.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Yesterday, we posted an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson did together. And it dealt with documents from training drills going on the last 2 weeks by the U.S. Army to militarily engage Tea Party's militias. And in the drills, the militias and Tea Party people are drunken, racist scum who hate the military. So they're training the military to hate the Tea Parties and the American people. This is third grade level brainwashing. And that's what the government thinks of the military. They think you're complete idiots. Look, our government has been seized by offshore banks. Our military is being used to carry out evil, unlawful wars. Our country is falling apart. And I have confirmed from police, from federal police, from military, and I've gotten the training manuals, and we've posted them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we've gotten documents that the news has reported on and confirmed are real, that the in-the-Fed rallies, including rallies that I'm at, have the Army there surveilling us as terrorists. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? Tea Party people, in-the-Fed folks, we are not terrorists, and you know it. And this just really brings home to me just how illegitimate our government is. And, of course, for 2 years, the Pentagon's been announcing Homeland Brigade. They want to jack it up to 400,000 domestic troops working with local police. And now almost all of their training is demonization of the American people and preparing the military to wage war on the American people. And, hey, this has happened in Russia and China and Mexico and Nazi Germany, and it's happened everywhere, and it's happening here, and this is what tyranny is. It happened in Rome 2,000 years ago. And it's such a psyop that the Pentagon gets almost $2 trillion a year, $1.1 trillion on budget, another $800 billion or so in off budget, and that's not even counting the secret of black budget. So it's well over $2 trillion, actually, but let's just say right at $2 trillion conservatively. $2 trillion. I mean, what the income tax brings in, about $1 trillion a year. So you guys are getting more money than the income tax brings in. You've got all those other taxes, of course, and they're levying more. And the U.S. military budget is bigger than the entire world combined. England, France, Russia, China, Israel, Iran, South Africa, Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela, bigger budget than all other military expenditures combined. That's on record. Of course the military is going to eat America. That's what it does. It eats countries. It sends in black ops. It hires terrorists. It hires rebel groups. It overthrows systems. Or it backs dictators. Of course they're training to confiscate our guns. Of course they're training to round us up. Of course they're training to suppress the American people who don't want banks taking us over. Because who do you think runs the Pentagon? What did Eisenhower warn you about in 61 in his farewell address? Have you listened to the full address? Have you watched it? You could search engine it in 10 seconds and watch the 14-minute final address. Okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if he was alive today. They'd have Pentagon training manuals saying he's a terrorist. I've got FEMA on video demonizing George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, saying they're bad. That's in Road to Tyranny. That happened before 9/11. That was in 2000 in Kansas City. So it's on record that the military trains to confiscate your guns. And last night I stayed late to put together a 10-minute video boiling all this down and documenting it that's going to go up in the next 2 hours at our YouTube channel. And we've got two new videos just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, a speech I gave in Austin a month ago, and, of course, Jason Burma's speech that he gave in San Antonio, both of those going up for PrisonPlanet.tv members today. Paul Joseph Watson linking them up there right now as we speak. But we have a very special viral video. Alex Jones sets the record straight, reaches out to the military, is going to be the title of the video. Okay, I'm going to go through a bunch of other news on the other side of this quick break. And we're going to get more. Well, I'll tell you about when we come back. Also, I know for the last 2 weeks I keep saying I'm going to announce the winners of the naked body scanning contest, and I'll explain myself on the other side. They will be announced today. They will be announced today at the end of the show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We are back live. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour, but specifically for military, police, veterans, or contractors that have been part of the military drills in the last decade, but it's all coming to a head now where they're training almost the entire military, not just the Army and Marine Corps. Again, I have family in the military. I've talked to all of them, and every single one of them says yes. They are even training the helicopter repair people, the people that work on the tanks, the people that work on the Humvees. They are training the people that are in procurement and the people that are in, running the canteens. Everyone is being trained to engage the number one enemy, and that is the American people, conservative gun owners, and returning veterans. And we have that in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We have that in countless other documents. And now we have it in these two training scenarios used, and again, not just at Fort Knox in training that's been going on the last 2 weeks, where they have these scenarios where they tell the troops the Tea Partiers want to kill you, the militias want to kill you. I mean that's brainwashing. We also have all the other confirmed reports. And I remember 3 years ago it came out that the ROTC in San Antonio is exclusively training Army ROTC at the colleges when they have drills on the weekend to take on militias. It's just militias, militias, militias. So we have all the documents. We have mainstream news articles where, oh, hey, In Arcadia, Iowa, they're going to lock down the town and go searching door to door in a gun confiscation drill. I mean, that was in the newspaper. Then I had the colonel on, and he admitted it. And they got a local gun show owner to be part of it and play the part of the American gun dealer they're hunting down. We called the guy up, and he refused to come on. He was scared. But I even had the colonel on the show. But it's one thing to have all these documents and even video of it. It's another thing to hear the troops call in. We had quite a few active duty call in and say, absolutely, I don't know how much I can tell you. Well, you're engaged in treason, even if you don't like it. How much can you tell us? We already know about it. But it's just good to hear. And I said, let me guess, I'm being demonized. Oh, absolutely. They say you're a den of conspiracy, that you hate the military, that you're causing cop killing. Well, what is the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center saying in all their public brainwashing? Then they have their classified intelligence reports. They wrote the MIAC together. They wrote the Homeland Security master document used by all local police forces. And they go in and they teach them, and they project a video and images of Alex Jones up on the wall. They put Ron Paul up on the wall, and they say, these men are terrorist enablers. Well, you saw them listed last week with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ron Paul, myself, and Andrew Napolitano as terrorist extremist enablers. Now, think about that. We're a government of the people, for the people, you know, by the people. Now, this is a republic. We don't have a king here. Ron Paul's got a 82% approval rating in the last Gallup poll. The banks have a 1% approval rating in Gallup and Angus and Reid polls that we've covered here. They got 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout. And you read these training manuals for police, military, you name it, and it's they're anti-Federal Reserve. They're anti-banking. They say the Federal Reserve is private. They're liars. They want to attack the banks. And it's the Army that's dispatched at the end of the Fed rallies. We have those documents. Guarding the Federal Reserve buildings, even though there's no money in them, it's just a bureaucratic operation, as if grandmas and white people and Hispanics and black people, just an average crowd out there peacefully with signs saying, stop looting us, and there's army there watching you. Now, that's tyranny. That's Soviet Russia. That's communist China. Okay? Period. It's evil. It's un-American. It's tyranny. It is banana republic. It is despotism. It is oppression. It is third world cesspit by any gauge. Meanwhile, the southern border has completely collapsed. There are deaths every day, ranchers being murdered everywhere, police being murdered, troops being shot at, troops being wounded, homes being burned down, rocket attacks, truck bombs going off, and it's in the back of the newspaper. Mexican troops coming across our side of the border, firing automatic weapons, helicopters coming as much as 10 miles in, Mexican Marines crawling all over, nothing, zero. Just massive organized training to engage the American people. That, ladies and gentlemen, is treason. That, ladies and gentlemen, is corruption. That, ladies and gentlemen, is illegal. And the craziest part about this, you know, I bring this up with the soldiers I talk to in private. I bring it up to the officers I talk to in private. And I say, haven't you noticed, though, that they're saying there's no world government? They're saying the military isn't training to take guns. I mean, in fact, in these training manuals that are public, they say these crazy people hate police and America. They hate the military. They believe private banks are taking over. They believe that we're training to confiscate their firearms. That's why we're training to confiscate their firearms. So let me be very specific here. I mean, are you guys under total mind control? Are you as stupid as the Pentagon thinks you are? You're there being trained that you have to fight the American people because we're crazy and believe that military is going to be deployed in America for checkpoints and gun confiscation. And then you have drills to confiscate our guns, to round up dissenters, to go door-to-door with pickup list and pick people up. I mean, that's in this new training exercise. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists, military personnel blow the whistle on the exercise, which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. And I need this up on all our Facebook and all our Twitter accounts. We need all of you to put it out on your Facebook and Twitter accounts. The PrisonPlanet.com article is on the right-hand side now on News in Focus. I want this sent out everywhere. We need to get this out because it has the documents. It has links to mainstream news with Marine Corps and Army and Homeland Security checkpoints all over the nation with governors saying don't do it and the feds say we're going to do what we want. And the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and all of the proof of what's happening. Hitler used the military to take over Germany. Julius Caesar did it. Lenin did it. Mao did it. I mean, what do you think these third world dictators, how do they do it? We know 100% what this is, and the mind control is so hardcore that they say, here are the Tea Partiers, here are the conservatives, and in all the manuals and in the new ones, and here's the number one threat, veterans that know how to use firearms. And they're training the Boy Scouts to take them on. They put it in the New York Times. None of this is debatable. It's all 100% on record. And they say, we are training to take them out and confiscate their guns because they're crazy and think we're coming for their guns. I mean, that is mind control. That's like saying, here's some Kool-Aid on the table. I put a teaspoon of cyanide in it, enough to kill 30 people, and I want you to drink that. But don't be a conspiracy theorist and say that I've just put cyanide in front of you. It's good lemonade. It's good Kool-Aid. And then they give the Kool-Aid to somebody else. You watch him drink it. You watch him have a convulsion, fall down dead in 30 seconds, maybe a minute. They're flopping around, vomiting everywhere. And then they say, now, drink this. It's good Kool-Aid. And you go, wait a minute. Your own manual says it's cyanide, and I just watched what you just did to that other guy. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Drink it. I mean, I played the head of the European Central Bank at the CFR earlier this week saying more than 12 times, global governance, world government, we planned this forever. Now is the time. We're taking over the planet for private banks. They're all over the news admitting it. And then I'm knee-deep in FBI, federal marshal, Homeland Security documents, Pentagon documents, Army documents, saying we are insane. None of this exists. That, my friends, is mind control. That, my friends, is brainwashing. That, my friends, is off the chart. And it is creepy. I mean, it's hard to believe. I'm just some guy who grew up in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. I'm somebody who went to college and they told me America was bad, the Second Amendment was bad, white people were bad, I was bad, and that world government was good. And then in every class, didn't matter what class it was like a talking point. And then I went and would watch CNN and they would say, remember in the mid-1990s, early 1990s, world government doesn't exist, there's no new world order, and I'd seen the presidents call for it. And I'd seen Bill Clinton on MTV say, we're going to confiscate your guns. We're going to get rid of the Second Amendment. I've been watching a re-aired part of C-SPAN when the Sarah Brady said, we will ban guns for a socialist America. I mean, that's an on-record speech she gave. And she wrote an article for a woman's magazine saying the same thing. And then I go turn on CNN and they say, none of this exists. These people are terrorists who talk about it. And they're going to blow things up. And I'd go, wait a minute, that's what I was taught in college? That's what's on C-SPAN? But then they're saying you're a terrorist. And then I saw the feds blow up Oklahoma City. And I saw on local access TV in Austin, people had gone from Oklahoma and come down to Austin to air the local newscast unedited with them removing the bomb, saying it was blown out. And then the story changed. Then I saw Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror, and I saw Terrence Yakey talking about it. Then I found out they killed that cop who exposed it. And I said, I better get down to Access TV and do a show. I never expected 15 years later, it's now been 15 years. I was looking at the calendar. I keep saying 14, it's now been 15. It'll be 16 soon. In 15 plus years that I've been doing this, I never in my wildest dreams imagined that tens of thousands conservatively, and it looks like they're giving almost all the troops this training now, that I'm in PowerPoints produced by the Pentagon as if I am the domestic Osama bin Laden, and they sit there and tell them that I want to kill the military and that I want to kill cops. I mean, that is hardcore. I'm some guy from outside Dallas who started out on Access TV. All I do is come up here and cover documents and legislation and proof and make films and try to save my country. And what do I get? I get a $2 trillion Pentagon with a huge covert operation surveilling me, tracking me, calling my wife up, threatening her, and they let us know it's the government. They tell her what we were just talking about. I mean, think about a government like that. Folks, they'll kill you in a minute. They'll take your bank account in 10 seconds. And they're really gauging things right now to see if they can really rape you. And to see if all these 18 and 20-year-old kids from the slums and the farms, I don't think they're stupid, but they're not street smart. And they put them in all this gear and give them machine guns and project my face up on the wall and say, there's the bad man. No, I'm not the bad man. You're the bad man. You make me sick. And let me tell you something. It doesn't scare me, okay? It doesn't scare me that we've confirmed that I'm in all these manuals and that I'm being demonized and I'm being singled out. It makes me feel good. My life means something. I stood up for the truth. I'm having a real effect, and that tells me you can have an effect too. As long as you stay out of the COINTELPRO infighting, as long as you stay out of the disinformation, as long as you stick to the facts, as long as you take action and are commanding and have the info and have confidence, you will have an effect in your area and be leaders. And we've already affected that leadership role. We've already taught people how to be leaders. We've already taught people how to take action and never back down and never stop. And so we're going to win this thing one way or another. The problem is there's more news out today where the government's saying they openly want to spike the water to make us more loving and docile, and they're now pushing that. And folks, they're already doing it. That's the only way they can win is they've got vaccine viruses that go in and literally attack certain neurons in the brain. This is declassified. That's already being put in the injections. The people are on the sodium fluoride and other more high-tech chemicals. That's why people are so docile. That's why most women now above 40 have thyroid problems and their hair is falling out. You're being hit with chemical weapons, and we would have already fixed this. Look, we're drugged, folks. That's why. We're drugged. We're drugged. We're drugged on entertainment and mind control, but also on chemicals. And that is why many of you cannot get any initiative going, because they're spiking your water supply. They're spiking the GMO food you eat. In every study they've done, they say it's a side effect that it sterilizes mammals. No, it's not a side effect. That they are hitting us all and hitting us all hard. And you're just going to have to come to the realization that you're being drugged and that you're being poisoned. People didn't used to be this stupid. The troops didn't used to be. I mean, have you been around the young recruits? I mean, these guys don't even know how to tie their shoelaces, folks. I mean, they're on drugs, okay? And we just have to admit the full horror of what we're under and just somehow repent to God. Okay, I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the economy for the balance of the hour, and then we're opening the phones up for military and police and others who are concerned about this. Okay? I want to go over all of this information. Now, the feds have opened up a criminal probe of Goldman Sachs. This is like Satan watching Beelzebub, but it does show the public pressure is so big now and revealing the corruption to such a level that they're now having to, you know, at least have a public display of justice. We also have Spain's jobless rate tops 20%, adds to debt worries. See, in the U.S., we have over 20%, but they just lie about it. They're now saying Greece needs austerity measures to survive. And remember, on Monday, the Washington Post with a headline, IMF head says the good times are over for rich nations. You will pay more taxes and get less services. Well, here it is. Greece needs austerity measures to survive. Greece needs austerity measures to survive, Prime Minister said on Friday, rejecting calls from unions and opposition parties to reset EU IMF demands to raise taxes and cut public sector wages. So that's how this works. This is what they've done to hundreds of countries, and it's now happening here. Gold is at a year-long high now. It's cresting $1,200 an ounce. It's looking like it may crest that level. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to talk about this because it looks like it's going to go past that $1,200 mark very, very soon, and they may try to knock it down again, but it's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You can only do it so long. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, you're right. Gold jumped up another $10 today. It's seen as high as 1183 so far. Right now it's trading at about 1180. So to see that $1,200 mark be reached, it really won't take that much. What a lot of people don't understand is that the European Union, the people that use the EU for trade, are looking at gold at the highest price it's ever been for them. It wasn't this high last time when gold hit 1240.
Yeah, let's be clear. Gold is different prices via the currency in different countries. They're seeing all-time record highs in Europe, and that's what's causing the bump here.
Well, it is. I mean, we're not the only ones in the world that know that gold is a good alternative to a fiat paper currency. And the EU is a fiat paper currency just like the United States dollar is. So they're seeing the same problems we are. They're turning to gold. Not surprising.
All right, Ted, stay there. Let's talk about the economy, what's happening in Greece, now sucking down Spain and Portugal, and where this is going. We'll be right back on the other side with Ted Anderson. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We are back live. James Travagant coming up in an hour and 5 minutes, want to be technical. And then, of course, we got Wayne Madsen with key 9/11 information. Big new developments on that front coming up with Wayne Madsen. The super classified network that served as command and control for the 9/11 false flag attack on America. That's the headline from Wayne Madsen. And that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know something, Ted? I want to be clear about this. You own the network. You own Midas Resources. You were a sponsor of my show 13 and a half, well, no, 14 years ago, and then you started the network 12 and a half. How many years has it been, Ted?
You know, I think it's 13 now.
Okay, 13 years ago. So I guess you've been a sponsor for 14. Because I guess I have been on air more than 15. I keep saying 14. I'm saying 14 for 2 years. And I remember buying my first gold, just a few coins from you, you know, back when it was $280 an ounce, and now it's right at $1,200. And look at all the other investments. Gold isn't really going up. It's just the dollar and other investments are truly going down. The stock market is an illusion. Most of that is inflation. And, you know, as you pointed out before the break, Europe has all-time highs for gold right now. We're getting close to it. And they may push it down again a couple times. But this Gatta news coming out, how J.P. Morgan's manipulating it and keeping it down, we already knew that. But we have the whistleblower coming on next Tuesday. People need to protect themselves. And they cannot find a better deal when you're able to offer these deals, because you will buy a ton of gold when it dips down, and then you'll sell it at the lower price when it goes way up. Now, I talked to you yesterday about this. You said you are getting close to running out of supplies that you bought when gold was $100 less an ounce. So tell people the offer and how long you can hold this.
Well, I'm down to the only coin that I have available at the lower price is the franc now. Everything else has been pushed up because gold's up. And you got to remember, that franc is a fifth of an ounce of gold. So for every dollar increase in gold, the franc, my cost, goes up 20 cents. Now, we've seen gold go from 1,050, 1,060 to now, I'm sorry, 1,060, 1,160 to 1,180 now. So, I mean, you can just do the math. I mean, the wholesale price on the coin is up incredibly at this time, and I'm not going to be able to hold it. I'm going to hold this deal, this 249.68, where you get the international forecaster with it, which just makes it a spectacular offer. But I'm going to hold this deal through Sunday. So you can buy that franc at 249.68. And I say that there's not, I don't have anything else that's held down. I have just a few things. You'll have to talk to our brokers about them, because it's just like I have a few ounces of this and that. And, you know, the rest of the stuff, the prices have gone up. You can see it on the Internet all over the place. I know our prices had to be increased on the Internet, even on this particular coin. I'm not offering this price on the Internet, short of that email I had you send out yesterday, because we had such a short phone call on it. Anybody that's got that email should, you know, get your credit card out and pick that up. You can't buy a franc and get the forecaster all together as one package anywhere else in the world, not for that price. And you were smart, Alex, for picking up gold back then. That's when Bill Murphy started Gatta, and that's when that manipulation, you know, was started. They pegged gold to be at no higher than $400 an ounce.
Well, let me stop you real fast. For those that just joined us, if you want to take advantage of that special email, it's posted as an article, Gold Hits 2010 High Amidst Debt Turmoil in Europe. That's one of the top stories on PrisonPlanet.com, and it has the special offer, the one place on the web you can still get those francs at that price that no one else can match or even get close to. So that's up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to get it over the Internet, or call toll-free 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 2237. And brokers will be there off and on throughout the weekend. You can also call on the weekend, but this ends at midnight on Sunday. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.